This ASA educational podcast is brought to you by the Soy Checkoff. Many people are willing to pay more if it means getting a higher quality product. That was one of the messages discussed at Connections 2014, a recent Checkoff-led industry-wide gathering to set the future strategy for the U.S. soy industry. The pork sector has been experiencing the benefits of value-added pork for nearly 30 years, and a similar system could possibly be in soy's future as well. Value-added soybean meal could lead to more money for soybean farmers while giving animal ag the quality it desires. In fact, a recent Soy Checkoff-funded study shows that increasing protein content by 1% leads to greater value per acre. Chris Nickel, Vice President and Risk Manager of Oilseeds at Bunge North America, who spoke at Connections, says that it's critical that everyone in the chain sees value.
When you start thinking about value-added, what's super important is that that value is A, identifiable, B, it's something that's agreed upon amongst the entire chain. If there's a part of the chain, when we start from the farmer all the way to the end consumer, that feels like there's no value, the chain is broken. And when the chain's broken, it fails.
Poultry and livestock farmers depend on high levels of protein, amino acids, and digestible energy to maximize their animals' potential and are looking for the highest quality feed they can find. Roy Brister, Director of Nutrition and Feed Milling with Tyson Foods, who also spoke at Connections, says that soybean meal is a good nutritional source for chickens, but it could be improved.
When I look at soybean in particular, you look at the energy that a chicken derives from soybean meal versus what a pig derives. It's about half of what the pig derives. So there are some things in soybean meal that's less desirable for a chicken. It's still good, but it could be better.
Higher protein soybeans create more demand, and the Checkoff just released a new study that will back that up. According to a Checkoff-funded study, if farmers increase the protein content in their soybeans by 1 percentage point, the estimated processed value could increase an additional $7.70 to $12.96 per acre, depending on the state. Farmers in regions with higher quality soybeans receive better prices than those in areas with lower protein content. That is because higher quality soybeans create more demand. That brings processors more value and allows them to pay more to farmers. Seed selection is the key to growing soybeans that are high in quality. Scott Singlestead, Checkoff farmer leader from Waseca, Minnesota, says livestock farmers and feed manufacturers desire the highest quality soybean meal they can get.
You know, having higher protein and amino acid balances in your soybean meal helps with the livestock industry because that's what's fed to the animals to get the rate of gain, and by keeping a good high quality meal out there, it makes their job a lot easier, and the feed manufacturers really appreciate having a constant high quality meal supply.
Hans Stein, professor at the University of Illinois Department of Animal Sciences, says it's crucial for animal ag to be provided with the highest quality soybean meal possible, especially when it comes to hogs.
Soybean meal is by far the most important amino acid source we have in diets fed to pigs.
He says there are two main reasons why soybean meal is a great source of amino acids.
First, that the amino acids and the protein in soybean meal is very easily digested by pigs. And that means that a very high percentage of the amino acids in soybean meal will actually be absorbed by the pigs. And the other reason is that balance of the different indispensable amino acids in soybean meal is very favorable for pigs compared with most other protein sources. So that means that if we use soybean meal and we mix it with corn or another source of cereals, then we can mix a very balanced diet for pigs that fulfill the requirement for all the indispensable amino acids.
While it's not yet common for soybean processors to pay premiums for improved quality, there are agricultural sectors that have gone that route. One example of this is the pork sector, which currently uses a value-added model for lean pork. The industry started using this model in the 1980s when people were cutting down on the amount of fat in their diets. Livestock farmers then learned there was a market for leaner pork that consumers would pay more for. The successful promotion of lean pork has caused pig breeders to develop leaner genetics. With the benefits the pork sector has experienced from adding value, it may be something that soybean farmers could see someday. processors and end users have shown a willingness to pay for a high-quality product. Singlestad says that's because high-quality soybean meal benefits Animal Ag's bottom line and, in turn, benefits the bottom lines of soybean farmers.
Well, it reduces their overall costs. Having a more concentrated, nutrient-dense diet just makes their job that much easier to feed that animal to get their maximum performance out of it.
Farmers should ask their seed dealer or visit growsoybeanvalue.com to find varieties that will produce greater protein without sacrificing yield. For more information on the importance of high-quality soybean meal and animal ag to soybean farmers, visit unitedsoybean.org. This has been an ASA educational podcast presented by the Soy Checkoff.